Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. An emotional response at a joint meeting of Congress to a speech by a valiant foreign leader.
I'm Peter King. Ukraine's president says his country has defied the odds.
Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking.
In thanking the U.S. for its help, Volodymyr Zelensky spoke of his country's strengths and says Ukrainians will celebrate the holidays.
We know that all of us, millions of Ukrainians, wish the same victory. Only victory.
Peter King, CBS News.
American officials confirmed during Zelensky's visit that the U.S. will provide Ukraine with a Patriot surface-to-air missile battery. But CBS News military consultant Jeff McCalton says the Patriot has limits.
Patriot will not be a total answer to the Russian ongoing missile and drone attacks. The current model is effective against aircraft, helicopters, as well as both ballistic and cruise missiles. But it does not perform well against drone attacks.
A dangerous blast of Arctic air will blanket much of the lower 48 over the next several days. WBST-TV reporter Erica Finke is in South Bend, Indiana, with warnings about the cold.
Having a plan is key as blizzard and winter storm warnings across Michiana lead up to Christmas weekend.
This definitely is a serious moment. And I just beg everybody to be prepared.
Outages are a possibility.
You should prepare and have make sure you have flashlights, water supply within your house, especially if you live in the county area and you're dependent on a water pump system.
Without power in the house, use blankets and extra clothes, battery-powered heaters, and fireplaces to stay warm.
A state of emergency remains in effect after Tuesday's magnitude 6.4 earthquake in Northern California. CBS's Major Garrett has that.
More than 10,000 customers in Humboldt County are still without power and under boil water advisories. After the quake, buckled roads and damaged homes. Two people were killed and at least a dozen others injured.
Two small quakes shook the San Francisco area Wednesday morning. No damage or injuries reported. The January 6th committee will release its report on the insurrection Thursday. CBS's Scott McFarland says it will likely contain previously undisclosed information.
The committee's summary of its imminent report was somewhat redundant from the things they showed us at the public hearing, which raises the prospect that the transcripts of the interviews might have the new nuggets of information.
The opening of a museum in Las Vegas that explores punk rock has been pushed back from January to March. The 12,000-square-foot museum is located between the Vegas Strip and downtown. It'll include a bar, tattoo parlor, a wedding chapel, and a jam room. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building at end-of-the-year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL. Or steal.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wood County Veterans Service Commission will be meeting on Thursday, December 22nd at 3:30 p.m. at the courthouse. They will meet in room 115, and after an introduction of the members, they will have an open segment for public input. They will then go into closed session for the purpose of reviewing grants and/or loans to needy veterans. The Palace Theater in Wisconsin Dells is abruptly shutting its doors and canceling all upcoming performances. A social media post made by the Palace family made an announcement without offering any explanation, stating only that there is a season for everything and it is their time to move on. They encouraged customers who purchased tickets in the past 90 days to contact their credit card company to cancel their purchase. If they purchased those tickets more than 90 days ago, they're being told to ask for a refund from refunds@dellspalace.com. In sports, Marquette lost to Providence last night, 103-98. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Lows around 5 above. Overnight, under cloudy skies, with snow likely. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 13. Below tomorrow night, chance of snow. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 9 above.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
We are in the fun hour, the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, it's so fun.
The hour where things get a little goofier, a little more fun, not funner, more fun. And we have a lot of fun stuff. We have two. This hour also should be sponsored by Milwaukee Record, because both of these topics have been inspired by things that they've done or you can currently engage with on their website. So shout out to Matt Wild and Tyler Moss and all the work that they overdo, all the silly things they do over at Milwaukee Record. And so they've done brackets before. I think one of the first ones I remember them doing was about a year ago, and they did food. And for December, they're doing Wisconsin born celebrities, and it is a 64 entry bracket, like the NCAA tournament, and you can vote as many times as you want. Super scientific. And per usual, it's head to head, and then the person with the most votes moves on to the next round. We're currently in the third round, so what would that be? Elite Eight currently. And I don't know, I have not done a deep dive, but my first initial reaction was, you know, I've done some, oh, this per Tony Shalhoub, Gene Wilder, J.J. Watt, like the normal people that get listed off as Wisconsin celebrities. I didn't know there were 64 of them.
Oh, and there are more, too.
And yeah. And so Greg's come up. I told Greg, I was like, come up with a game for us to have fun with this, because I think there's something here. And Matt Wild was supposed to be here to help us do this, because of the winter storm, he had to change his plans, I think change his flight. He could not be here. He'll be back to do something else, I'm sure, fun and silly in January. But for now, I think we're going to go through some of the quote-unquote celebrities and find out how many Jane and I know. Is that what you've come up with, Greg?
Yeah, I'm going to see if you recognize them. And then, even if you don't, I want you to guess, what do they do?
Okay.
In a game I like to call, hey, what do they do?
And you can play along with us. You can text in 844-967-2789 if you think you know the answer. But here we go. All right, take it away, Greg.
I'm going to start with an easy one. I'm pretty sure Jane's going to get this one, but I don't know if you will.
Okay. So,
Charlotte Ray.
Oh, sure.
Okay, before you say anything, Kristen, do or do not know?
Do not know.
What do you think they do?
Chef.
Wrong.
She's an actress.
And who did she play, Jane?
She was the house mother, right on Facts of Life.
Mrs. Garrett.
Oh.
Did you ever watch? Do you know what Facts of Life is?
I know what Facts of Life is. I never watched that show. That was not on Nick at Night when I was growing up watching Mary Tyler Moore.
That hurt.
So wait. So is she alive?
She's gone.
She's gone.
She's not with us anymore.
Okay. How is she doing in the bracket?
Oh, that's a good. Oh, she is getting the stuffing kicked out of her by one Orson Welles.
Oh, okay. Fair. All right. Next one.
Let's see here. Danny Gokey. I feel like you'd know this one. Come on now.
Danny Gokey.
Okay. So
Jane, do you know?
I do.
Okay. Jane's on the pulse.
Comedian?
Wrong. Jane?
American Idol.
Yep.
Really? How far did he get in that bracket?
Did he win?
No, he didn't win.
Okay.
But he did go on to do some things on his own, I want to say.
He has his own line of glasses.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let's go with... and by the way, Danny Gokey is up against Justin Vernon. Who knows who Justin Vernon is?
Justin Vernon, that is...
Bon Iver.
Yes. Thank you. I knew that one.
Justin Vernon is currently winning 90-9 versus Danny Gokey. Someday I'll tell you about how I met Justin Vernon in Eau Claire. It was a fun time.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's go with... okay, you know the name, but tell me, Les Paul. There's another.
Oh, he's a musician.
Okay,
right. We're in Waukesha. Of course, I know Les Paul. It's like there's an entire murals dedicated to him.
You didn't know who Danny Gokey was, so I had no idea.
I think Les Paul is a little bit more like notorious and embraced.
He's
as
not
a,
notorious. He's
like, well, like if you're, there's mural. I don't think there's any murals in Milwaukee for Danny Gokey. I think there's definitely multiple murals for Les Paul.
Not yet.
Okay.
All right. Harvey Keen. This is an easy one. Come on. You know. Okay, so both Jane and Kristen do not know who's...
Jane, you don't know either?
I do.
Jane's crushing me in this game. Okay. Harvey Keen.
Okay, you don't know who he is.
Is he a writer?
What do you... Okay, you think he's a writer?
Sure.
Wrong.
Okay. I'm kidding. I don't think I've ever performed this poorly in any game we've played on this show.
He was an American baseball player, but more importantly, he was the coach of the Brewers.
Harvey's Wallbangers.
Yep.
Oh, that's where Harvey Wallbangers come from. What's in that drink?
Booze.
Like a lot of booze?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Is it like a Long Island iced tea kind of boozy drink?
You wipe up the bar and you squeeze the bar rig and then you're the hard wall banger. And please, if you're listening to this right now and we're wrong, don't. Reginald Lisowski. Now, this is kind of it's not a trick question, but there's a piece of it. If I say it, you're probably going to know who it is.
I don't know who it is. I think he's a trumpet player.
Okay, if I give you the clue. I think he's a trumpet player. Jane, do you know who he is?
No.
Reginald?
That's a great name.
Lisowski.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint because it's in here. The Crusher.
That's not a hint.
Not only is it a hint, it's a dead giveaway.
Is he an action superstar?
No, even better.
WWE.
Close. He was a wrestler. This is back before WWE was a thing. He was a wrestler from medically the 50s and 60s. Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher.
Dick the Bruiser?
The Crusher has his own... This is how important the Crusher is. He has his own statue in South Milwaukee. Currently beating Amanda Kessel in their race.
Also don't know who that is.
Amanda Kessel is a hockey player. So okay. Way to get on things.
Okay. Way to support women's sports.
Yeah. Way to be you. All right. Cool. Let's see here. Let's go... Jane Kaczmarek.
Oh.
Okay.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay, there you go. All right, good job.
Has she done anything since Malcolm in the Middle?
She was on Third Rock. Or no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Jane Krakowski.
Kristen Johnson.
What? Kristen Johnson's also from Wisconsin, isn't she?
Yes. Yes, she is.
So I finally got one right. Okay. But who's she up against?
Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Sorry, I scrolled back. Nope, that's... Fill for time.
Jane Krakowski.
Kaczmarek.
Kaczmarek.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, if you can't find it, go ahead.
That's fine.
Next one.
Richard Ira Bong.
Jane knows. I don't know. Is he... What? Richard Ira...
Bong.
Bong.
Yep.
American Idol.
Wrong. Oh, Lord. He was an American aircraft pilot. Bong is the reason why we have the Bong Recreation Center. Also known as, no lie, and NFCC can't get on me for this one, Dick Bong was his name. He's up against George O'Keefe and getting the bong kicked out of him.
Well, I would hope.
I know George O'Keefe. Go ahead.
George O'Keefe. Come on.
Yeah. We'll do a couple more. And then, Jane Kaczmarek is losing horribly to Chris Farley. That's
fair.
That's not a fair mashup.
That was
there.
Actually, that the anniversary of his death was this week.
Oh, God. He's so funny. Okay, here's one. I want Joel Hodgson. Either of you.
Joel Hodgson.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Give us a hint.
What do you think he does?
I think he is a author.
Wrong. Well, he may have written a book, but that's not what he's known for.
He's the inventor of bratwurst.
Oh. he'd win every round then. No, Joel Hodgson is the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh!
So if you like watching that show where the robots and the dude talk in a movie theater over terrible movies, that's Joel Hodgson.
That was a great show.
Currently being lambasted by Gene Wilder.
Mm.
Do a couple more and then we'll be done.
Okay.
Ava Max.
Oh, athlete. No?
Nope.
No idea.
Singer-songwriter. Currently being beaten out by Jerry Harrison, who is also an American songwriter.
Okay.
And let's do one more, okay, and then we'll move on. Let's do this one. Here we go. Donkey.
Donkey?
Donkey.
Is that a competitor of Barney? No, I don't know.
No. Nope. You should know you're in the same game.
Is a radio host?
No. He's a YouTuber.
I'm not a YouTuber.
You're a content creator.
I'm a content creator. Donkey.
You don't know anything about
people. What do you think his God-given name was? What do you think?
Duncan.
Duncan.
I bet it's Duncan.
So can we agree that not all 64 are famous?
Some of those are a stretch. We have a texter from the 608 who said Butch Vig.
Oh, I was going to say Butch Vig.
Has to be on the list. I don't know who that is.
He is on the list. He is very, very important. Without Butch Vig, you wouldn't, well, you might, but you would have it, but you wouldn't have the same quality. You wouldn't have the album Nevermind by Nirvana. You wouldn't have the band Garbage. He is a drummer and producer from Madison who is, he's also given us a ton of Foo Fighter records. Butch Vig is one of the most important musical, like, production people of the past like 35 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. So we, I think I've proven myself to not know a lot about people who have come from Wisconsin. Probably should.
And Donkey's given name is Jason.
Jason. Ugh. Came up with Donkey. So, does it say what kind of YouTube videos he makes?
He's a video game guy.
All right. Well, you can still vote. You can still vote on this very fun, very random. I'm sure Tyler and Matt were bored when they came up with this. But definitely go support Milwaukee Record. They do a lot of very fun stuff. But
it is a great website.
It's a great. They do so much.
Yeah. They're great guys. We love them.
We love them. We are big stands of Milwaukee Record. But until right now, I think it's round three until tomorrow. And then the final four is December 23rd to the 27th. And then the top two will head-to-head, and you can vote from December 28th to the 30th. And the winner will be determined at 11:59 p.m. on December 31st. So you can vote as much as you want. Go to Milwaukee Record. Shout out to those guys.
Stop the steal.
Stop the steal. We'll be back.
Oh, here we are again. Another year has gone by.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Blessed gift of hope and love. May this be a Christmas for you and yours from Mia's. Bring in any non-perishables all month long and receive a voucher for Mia's on Clinton Street, delicious home-style Italian. Magellan's, best pizza and craft beers in town, 54 of them on tap. Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Come in and meet Dan, the Friday Night Live artist. And Mary Jane's, all things hemp.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Cloudy overnight with a chance for snow. Lows around 20. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. Snow likely. High of 27. 3 to 5 inches of snow overnight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here with Greg Bach because it's Wednesday. Jane Matinair on the board. And there is a storm a-coming. If you haven't heard, it's because you're not paying attention because everyone is talking about this storm that's hitting the Midwest, hitting Milwaukee. And here to tell us more about it is managing meteorologist for severe weather for weatherology.com, Ray Miller. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Busy, as you might imagine.
I might imagine. Thank you for taking time to join our show. So what should people in Southeast Wisconsin be aware of coming in the next 72 hours?
Well, this is really going to come through in kind of two waves here. We'll have the first round of snow that moves through beginning late in the afternoon and into the evening hours. That's why we have those winter weather advisories in effect. And then the winter storm watch that goes into effect on Thursday afternoon and evening is for the potential for blowing snow. The system comes through with a wave of snowfall, and then behind the main system, very strong winds and a dramatic drop in temperature. So we're going to have widespread areas of blowing snow, reducing visibility and making travel very difficult as we go through Thursday night and into the day on Friday, and perhaps as far as Saturday as well, the potential for some blowing and drifting snow. Again, the snowfall amounts, nothing historic. We're talking about generally in the neighborhood of 5 to 6 inches of snow, some areas seeing more than that. But that blowing snow is going to be a real problem by Thursday evening and then continuing into the start of the weekend.
And so for people, we had this debate earlier in the week of how much do you let the forecast change your holiday travel plans and how much you just wait and see. And so what would you recommend people be doing right now as we are 4 days away from the Christmas holiday weekend? And so I have made my plans to leave today instead of tomorrow. If you don't leave today, is there still a chance people can travel tomorrow, or should it really be like one and done after today?
If you don't leave today, Saturday is probably going to be your next best chance to travel. Okay. I think by the time we get to Thursday and Friday, we're going to have the situation where roads are getting shut down, where we're being told not to travel at all by the officials. I think Thursday night and Friday is going to be just darn near impossible to get anywhere with the amount of blowing snow that we're going to have. So leaving today, even this evening, not a terrible idea. But if not, then Saturday is probably your best bet. And again, this is the kind of storm where it is definitely worth changing your travel plans. This is not the sort of thing that you want to take a chance on, because if you get stranded on, you know, and I understand, you know, you don't want to miss traveling for the holidays. You want to see family. if you get stranded somewhere in the middle of nowhere, you're going to miss the holiday anyway. So you might as well miss it somewhere warm and safe.
Ray, I used to think for some odd reason that when it was this cold, we didn't get snow. And obviously, that is not accurate.
Generally, we don't. Usually, when we have air that's this cold, it's fairly dry air, and it's obviously hard to produce snow when you have dry air. The thing is, we have warmer and moist air that's feeding into the leading edge of this system, and there's a cold front. So just like during the summertime, you have kind of that warm, moist air that's running into the cold air. During the summer, it produces thunderstorms. This time of year, that produces heavy precipitation in the form of snow. When the real heart of the cold air arrives Thursday night into Friday, the snowfall will have finished by that point as that drier and colder air moves in. But the strong winds will be producing a lot of blowing snow, so what's going to be blowing around will be snow that's already fallen, but it's going to be close to the ground and still reducing visibility.
So what is the difference, for those of us who kind of all these things sometimes sound the same because we're not meteorologists, what is the difference between a winter storm watch, advisory, and warning?
Sure. There's a lot of different winter advisories that the Weather Service puts out. When we talk about a winter weather advisory, we're mainly talking about an inconvenience. We're going to have some snow. It's going to slow you down a little bit. Not the end of the world. And that's what we have here first with this winter weather advisory that's in effect. For the initial snowfall, as I said, it's not going to be particularly heavy snow in terms of amounts. So nothing historic, nothing record-setting as far as the actual snowfall goes. When we get into winter storm warning, then we're talking about stronger winds, heavier snow accumulation, and some degree of reduced visibility, making travel difficult. Still not at the point where it's necessarily life-threatening to be out, but not a good idea. And then once we get to that blizzard warning criteria, which we don't have in effect just yet, but might well have by Thursday and Friday, when we get that blizzard warning, that's when we're really crossing the line into near zero visibility. A blizzard really is not defined by the amount of snow. It's defined by the visibility and wind more than anything else.
Huh.
And when you have that blizzard warning, once you're at that point, it's really not a good idea at all to travel. That's when we're talking about life-threatening conditions over a fairly large area.
And Ray, I mean, we're talking about wind gusts on Friday, like 55 miles an hour. That's enough. That's strong enough to bring down tree limbs and stuff, isn't it?
Especially if they've got 4 or 5 inches of snow on them. The heavier snowfall makes the tree limbs even more susceptible to falling. Power lines could very well be knocked down as well. So that's something else to prepare for in addition to the travel nightmare, and it is going to be an absolute mess. We may have some isolated power outages as well.
And so this is mostly just going to hit southeast Wisconsin, right? Is it for the whole state?
It's the whole Midwest. This is a huge system. We have advisory stretching from Wisconsin and Illinois all the way back into the Dakotas, blizzard warnings in parts of Minnesota and Iowa. This is a huge system. It's affecting a big chunk of the country. And, you know, so far as travel goes, we've talked about mainly folks driving places for the holidays. But if you're flying, this is going to be a nightmare as well. I think we're probably going to have quite a few airports that get shut down. Certainly, if your travel plans take you out toward the Twin Cities in Minnesota, that would be an airport that's probably going to have some delays and cancellations as we go through the day tomorrow. Milwaukee, probably looking at least some delays and a few cancellations, because it's not just the weather where you are, you know, if you've ever flown. It's not just the weather where you are. It's the weather at the other airports, and can the airlines move the planes around? And it's just going to be really chaotic, especially with having more travelers for the holiday and this huge system affecting such a big chunk of the country.
Well, that does not sound fun. Well, but thank you for taking time to enlighten us and educate us. Mr. Ray Miller, we'll have to have you back for our next storm in the Midwest, because we love our weather here.
But it'd be nice to do one where I have some good news for you for once, but unfortunately, that's not today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, take heed, change your plans like I did, and be safe. We'll take one more break, and when we come back, Packers Christmas carols.
The Shaw 101F. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
It's a whole new game when the Badgers face Oklahoma State for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix on December 27th. Your business can be a part of the action right here on your local Civic Media radio station, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Learn how you can share your Badgers pride during the game, airing locally and streaming everywhere. Call 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Port Edwards annual Alumni Recognition Basketball Game will take place on December 22nd. The boys will tip off at 5:30 p.m. and the girls tip off at 7 p.m. Alumni basketball players attending will be given free admission to the games, be treated to on-court introductions between games, and can enjoy an after-game social. This will be a fun night of friendly competition on Thursday in Port Edwards. The Wisconsin DOT is warning of potential blizzard conditions on Friday and urging extreme caution to drivers. They are discouraging travel on Friday if possible, with snow, high winds, and frigid temperatures expected across much of the state. Be weather aware and monitor the road conditions using 511wi.gov website or app. Wind gusts are forecast to be up to 55 miles per hour, which will create blizzard-like conditions. The sub-zero wind chills increase the danger of conditions. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Lows around 5 above. Overnight, under cloudy skies, with snow likely. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 13. Below tomorrow night, chance of snow. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 9 above.
So, of course, I thought there was going to be some. But, again, over at Milwaukee Record, Jared Blum, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, did the painstaking research to find all of the Packers-themed holiday songs that exist and categorized them. And there's 25. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
And I, in trying to divide and conquer, sent it to Jane, since she is the parody song guru. And I said, all right, let's try to have some fun with this with Greg on Wednesday. And how many of these songs did you get through, Jane?
I got through about 12.
So you're like, not even half?
No. There's a lot of them. And I mean, and so, you know, it's not like they're a minute and a half. These are 5-minute songs.
And it's like, these are all obviously parody bands that make songs about the Packers? Is it just the Packers? I have so many questions about the different people who have published these. And I also, I think there's something to go through, because they're all YouTube links, how many views any of these things have, if there was any that have, are like real bangers that have a million views.
But there are Packers fans all over the world.
Yes, there are.
That's true. That is true.
Yes, there are.
I bet we would be surprised by how many views.
Does that justify 25 songs about the Packers and Christmas? Who knows? The conversation continues.
So, Jane went ahead and you narrowed it down to your top four? How did you pick the top four that we're going
to
play?
Because I wanted to get some of the entries were from the same bands, and I didn't want to have the same bands up in different categories.
All right.
So I narrowed it down so that we have four separate bands and kind of wildly divergent styles, shall we say.
Okay.
To go head to head. So we have two matchups, four contenders. And then we'll see which one moves on to be the champion of the Packers Christmas songs.
The champion.
So if you can also vote in this, 844-967-2789. We will play the first two in, we'll call it the Northwest bracket.
Sure.
And we'll play both of those songs. You can vote. And then we will play the next two songs and you can vote again. And then I guess we'll come up with which of those two we
got the most votes.
Are we going for like most? What is the criteria we're going to use for this? Is it the best, most creative lyrics? Is it what's the punniest?
I feel like the one that entertains us the most. And it's a mixture of all of it.
It feels very subjective.
Well, yeah, of course.
The whole thing is kind of subjective. Yeah.
All right. So what's our first song?
We are starting off with "Oh Come All Ye Faithful." This is the Rabid Fans. That is the rabid fans and oh come all ye faithful.
I give it up for the tight vocals, the tight harmonies, right? The instrumentation.
I thought I was in church.
I mean, this has got to be an old song because they say Brett Favre. They don't say Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
This definitely isn't a song about how they're scoring this season, but moving on.
It's a strong start.
It is a strong start. Okay, so this is a wildly divergent kind of song. This is called The 12 Trips to Lambeau, courtesy of the singing Lambonis.
On our first trip to Lambeau, my girlfriend gave to me a hickey shaped like a G. On our second trip to Lambeau, my girlfriend gave to me
two G's head tattoos
and a hickey shaped like a G. On our third trip to Lambeau, my girlfriend gave to me
three Weber grills,
two G's head tattoos and a hickey shaped like a G. On our fourth trip to Lambeau, my girlfriend gave to me four tins of chew,
three Weber grills,
two cheese head tattoos, and a hickey shaped like a G.
It's long.
On our fifth trip to Lambeau, my girlfriend gave to me $5 beers, four tins of chew,
three Weber grills,
two cheese head tattoos, and a hickey shaped like a G. On our sixth trip to Lambeau, my girlfriend gave to me six dozen bratwurst, $5 beers, four tins of chew,
three Weber grills,
two G's head tattoos, and a hickey shaped like a G.
The singing Lambonis and the 12 trips to Lambeau.
12 trips to Lambeau.
Very tight harmonies.
Yes.
I have to say, I did, for my Milwaukee Journal Sentinel video this week, I did do the 12 days of Wisconsin Christmas. Yeah. It was not Packer specific. It was more like what Wisconsin traditions are specific.
Nice.
So maybe we'll play that. If that's done in, and out into the world by Friday, maybe we'll play that. But that was good. I think 12 days of Christmas is hard as the full song. Because, like we just said, we couldn't even play all of it because they're like,
it's too long. It's almost 4 minutes long.
You gotta kind of start with at 12. You know what I mean?
And
we finally got
the last one,
and then we're gonna play all of it.
Right. It's like 199 bottles of beer in the wall.
Exactly. Do you have your vote?
I have my vote.
Do you have your vote, Jane?
I do have my vote.
I have my vote. Do we have any votes?
Let me check the text line, 844-967-2789. We have the O Come All Ye Faithful.
I would say that's my vote.
Mine too.
That is also my vote. All right. Well, all right. We all agree.
Unanimous.
So,
unanimous.
O Come All Ye Faithful from First and Gold moves on to the next round.
The Southeastern bracket.
Right. Next. Oh, these are both so different. This is Old Santa Claus from a guy called Casey Williams. Take a listen to this.
Santa Claus, they got a taste of Lambeau. He wears a cheesehead hat and his suit is now green and gold.
Green and gold.
He no longer chuckles a ho-ho. He rides on a sleigh shouting,
go back home.
Call Santa Claus, they got a taste of Lambeau. He put back the jerseys and helmets on his reindeer. He took the toys out of sleigh and filled it with rocks and beer.
Rocks and beer.
Someone asked if the deer weren't tame. He said, not after looking at the Packer game. Oh, Santa Claus, they got a taste. Oh, Santa Claus, they got a taste of Lambeau. He wears a cheesehead hat and the suit is now green and gold.
Green and gold.
Chuckles a ho-ho-ho. He rides on the sleigh shouting,
go back, go.
Call Santa Claus, they got a taste of Lambeau.
Oh, go back, go back.
Santa Claus got a taste of Lambeau from Casey Williams.
I mean,
it's a different vibe.
I as a fan of dance hall and honky tonk country music, I definitely enjoyed that one a lot.
Right?
So, yeah, that was right up my alley.
It's a little different. This one, I think, could possibly be my favorite. And I shouldn't sway. Okay, take a listen to The Glow at Lambeau, courtesy of Joe Tucker.
It's getting cold in Wisconsin, and we're struggling in. Summer is gone, and winter's coming again. Where once there was green grass, soon there will only be snow. We'll all keep warm by the fire that glows at Lambeau. Now Reggie's in the chapel and he's saying a prayer. Brooke's feeling healthy now and Brett's glad he's there. Butler, Robinson, and Brown are all set to go. Shimura, Freeman, and Levins make an awesome trio. It's getting cold in Wisconsin and we're stuck. Some wood on the fire.
The glow at Lambeau, ladies and gentlemen, from Joe Tucker, which just has some weird vibe to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is definitely an old one. Wow.
I gotta be honest, I'm a sucker for a saxophone.
I feel like I'm gonna lose here.
Do you have your vote?
Oh, yeah.
Jane, do you have your vote?
I do.
I have my vote.
I think I lost.
Go ahead, Greg.
I like the first one, I like the honky tonk one, but.
Old Santa Claus done. Yeah. That is my pick.
That was your pick.
That is my pick.
I feel like in the spirit of what we're doing here, it needs to be pretty kitschy. Like it needs to be, because that was like just a good song. And so since you said what entertains you the most, I'm gonna go with Joe Tucker, "The Glow at Lambeau," because it was a sexy, sultry Christmas song.
There's some defensive. Your arms all just like
this is what I like. But I guess, do we have any weigh in from the audience?
844-967-2789. You can have the deciding vote before we head to break.
No, about the tying vote.
In about, oh, yeah, it would be vote. The tying vote in about 2 minutes.
I know how democracy works.
Because otherwise, Greg and I will win.
And then it's a head-to-head between the honky-tonk one.
The honky-tonk one.
And
I'll come on, you faithful.
All right, so if you were listening to this segment and you have strong feelings on which of these Packers Christmas songs was the best, shoot us a text so you can either help me or otherwise Jane and Greg's vote is going to override mine. 844-967-2789. And then we'll come back. We'll come back after the break. And... because some of these other songs, though, have you looked at this, Greg?
A couple of them, yeah. They just...
It's pretty great.
I'm just surprised at the production.
Well, here's the thing. So, in 1970, the actual Green Bay Packers recorded Let It Snow.
Yeah.
So, that's on this list. And, Jane, you found out in doing the research for this that in 1970, every team did a Christmas album?
Yes. In 1970, every NFL team did a Christmas album. And what's really funny about that Packers song is they're so off.
Not good singers.
Well, and they just can't count.
Oh, my gosh.
If you listen to their version of Jingle Bells pretty thoroughly, it's kind of, ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now I'm going to listen to it at the break because we went to my niece's, who's 5, her Christmas concert last night, and the kindergartners also sang Jingle Bells. So I wonder who was better, the 1970s Packers or the 5th grade, the kindergarten class in Bayview, Milwaukee.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Give me the news, I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Chance for snow overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 20, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 27. Cloudy tomorrow night, snow likely 8 below. 3 to 5 inches of snow overnight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin on this Wednesday, Greg Bach Day. We are wrapping up a very fun show. We had a little bit of a contest with the best, voting on what we think is the best Packers Christmas song. You can check out all 25 of them that have been collected on Milwaukee Record by Jared Blome. And very fun. Put on a playlist for your Packers Christmas
this weekend.
All right, so did we get any deciding vote at all?
We did. We had another vote for the Honky Tonk.
Right.
So old Santa Claus is moving on against Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Okay, so can we play a little bit of a clip
for each? These are the Rabbit fans again with Oh Come All Ye Faithful. Those are the Rabid fans with Oh Come All Ye Faithful and the challenger, Casey Williams, old Santa Claus done got into Lambo.
Old Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo. He wears a cheesehead hat and his suit is now green and gold.
Green and gold.
He no longer chuckles a ho-ho. He rides on the sleigh shouting,
go!
Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo. He put Packer jerseys and helmets on his reindeer.
He dug the toys out of sleigh and filled it with rocks and beer.
Rocks and beer.
Someone asked if the deer were tame. He said, not after looking at the Packer game.
Oh, Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo.
Casey Williams, ladies and gentlemen, old Santa Claus.
It's a foot tapper.
It is.
I will admit, it's a foot tapper.
It is. You gotta love it.
I mean, I'm watching you across the way here, and you're huge smile, enjoying it.
So, do you have your vote?
I have my vote.
Jane, do you have your vote?
I do have my vote.
What's your vote?
I'm going with old Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah. I just like it.
Yeah, it's for me the difference. So, like, while the first one is, it's good. It's good. It's not something I'm going to put into my holiday Christmas mix because it will kill the vibe. This song, you put it in there, it's a toe tap and bounce. You don't even hear the lyrics. You'd be like, oh, this is a song about the Packers, by the way. But the it's just gonna bounce. That's where I'm at.
It's a little more foot tappy. I feel like it's not as Christmassy. I feel like it's not as like, oh, come all you faithful. It's like it's they're changed the lyrics of a classic Christmas song.
Neither was the sexy saxophone song either. Then
I know, but I had two choices, and I picked between those two. So it seems like you guys won, though.
Such acrimony.
I know.
This is the only time we fight over Christmas songs based on the Packers.
At least it's over the important things.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. All right. Well, reigning champ.
Reigning champ, Casey Williams.
We'll see this time next year.
Well done.
We'll pick four different ones next year. It'll take us 5 years to get through the entire list.
It's really interesting, though, because as you pointed out, so many of these songs came well before Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I really do think you can trace this back to the Pack Arena when they won the Super Bowl. And so we sold thousands and thousands of these cassettes for $5 a piece. We raised $92,000 for charity. And that really spurred the whole Packers song thing.
So this is all thanks to Jane Mattner.
Of course. That's all I'm saying.
Also, she designed the Matrix.
and the internet.
The internet. So.
All right. Well, to wrap up today's show, Greg Bach, who is at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Before I say Laughing Tap, may I just say something real super quick?
Sure.
Very quick. The bumper music you heard as we came in, it's my friend's band called Lady Bird. They are an alt-country, very good quartet, released a new single called Lounge Car Love Song. That's what you heard as you came in from the break. And they're very, very good. You can check them out online. Lady Bird_MKE is the band. And they're very, very good. Very good friends of mine. And I'm really proud of what they've done. So
that's awesome. Well, we always like to plug local bands, musicians. So thank you for doing that.
So as you were asking, Laughing Tap, there's actually nothing going on this weekend. We are closed for the Christmas holiday. But the reason I'm glad you brought it up is because New Year's we have, which we're hopefully going to become a tradition. Nate Craig, who is from Madison originally, has been living in L.A., opens for Bill Burr a lot, like in big arenas. He is going to be headlining our 29th, 30th, and 31st shows. We just added a late show on the 30th, so that Friday. We have two shows because, let's see here, the first show on Thursday is almost sold out. There are 9 tickets left.
Ooh.
Friday early show is almost sold out. So we added that second late show or that second show on Friday. And I believe tickets are $15. So it's a cheaper ticket for a late night show. Very, very fun. And then he's also headlining New Year's Eve. Two shows, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. And the 10 o'clock show is sold out completely. Actually, I just want to make sure here. Sorry, I've lost everything on my phone. It's a 10:15 show, but that show sold out, so it doesn't matter anyways. But if you're interested in going to the 7:30 show, they've got different packages available, VIP packages, champagne toast, decorations.
There is a champagne toast, so that was going to be my question.
Yep, there'll be a fun champagne toast at both shows, but that first show on New Year's Eve is available. The second show is sold out. So if you want to see Nate at any point next week,
and you said that there's a chance that we might be able to get Nate on next week's show on Wednesday, right?
I'm going to ask him if he'd like to come on the show, if he's available. If so, we will talk to Mr. Nate Craig himself.
That would be very fun. We are thinking about trying to do a new segment where we bring on headliners at the Laughing Tap or local comedians and have fun and play with them in the fun hour, the one o'clock hour.
The fun hour.
All right, well, that'll do it for this on this Wednesday. I got to get home and pack and get in my car to avoid the storm. But thank you for listening. As always, we will be back tomorrow. Stay safe. Stick around for Luke and Brian on Dueling Tangents or the Chad Holmes Show. And that'll do it.
Come on and say it again now. Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo. Even Rudolph's nose done turned green and gold.
Green and gold.
Goes a ho ho ho. He rides on the sleigh shouting, go back, go. Call Santa Claus, they got a taste of Lambo. One more time now, Santa Claus done got a taste of Lambo. He done backed up and moved away from the North Pole. If you're looking for a present on Christmas Day, you better send your cards and letters to Green Bay. Call Santa Claus, they got a taste of Lambo.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.